Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Republicans don't want to mandate a renewable portfolio standard. They don't want to allow people to offset the cost of their power bills using solar panels. And they really don't want to implement a moratorium on fossil fuels by 2035. That last one was a bill introduced by Democratic Delegate Sam Rasul of Roanoke, one of dozens of environmental bills that were snuffed out this week.
My bill was to have a conversation about what the long-term plan should be, especially given the innovation that's been happening. We should be able to embrace this disruption. And any time we can innovate to help ratepayers and consumers, I'm a big fan of it.
Republican Delegate Terry Kilgore says Rasul's bill would have been impractical.
You couldn't do that and operate the grid right now. You have to have gas, you have to have some coal, and that would have just not been a workable solution. But I think all in all, we'll come out with a good bill in the end.
Kilgore is working on a plan that would divert money from ratepayer refunds from utility companies, who will then invest in wind power and solar energy. Critics say utilities have been overcharging people for years and that that money belongs to consumers. If Republicans really want to invest in renewable sources of energy, they say they should find that money somewhere else. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.